Welcome to the September webcast featuring Forward in Christ magazine's monthly parenting column, Heart to Heart Parent Conversations. I'm Nicole Balza, staff editor of Heart to Heart and mom of three. I don't know about you, but the Olympics always puts visions of grandeur in my head. When I was a child, I dreamed of earning a gold medal in gymnastics. But the reality was I couldn't even complete a cartwheel, let alone a back handspring. As I watched the Olympics this summer, I couldn't help wondering, could any of my kids have what it takes to become an Olympian? That's where today's guest comes in. Whitney Donovan, a licensed professional counselor for WLCFS, Christian Family Solutions, has experience and advice to give when it comes to finding your family's sweet spot as it relates to kids and sports, or really any extracurricular activity. Thanks for joining me today, Whitney.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so now that the Olympics are over, a lot of parents are wondering, what would the right sport be for my child? And at the same time, the beginning of the school year has started and parents are starting to evaluate what extracurriculars should my kid be involved in this year. What should the thought process kind of be as parents decide what extracurriculars to let their child be involved in?
Yeah, I think the first thing that parents should do is to just be really intentional with their choices. And that can start with talking to your child and making sure that this is a sport that they want to participate in, not just that it's something you think that they would like. Even if maybe they've done it before, it's good to check in and make sure they're still interested and excited about it. And then to weigh the pros and cons for that child and the whole family, what the costs and benefits, long-term, short-term, are for participating. And then set a limit that fits for your family. Not every family has the same circumstances, so find what works for you, whether there's, you know, other kids' schedules that you're juggling or financial issues that you need to take into consideration. It's okay to say no and it's okay to say yes. Find what works for you.
Those are great pieces of information. I know they really help me as I'm starting to think about these things. Once we decide maybe what we are going to have our children be involved with, what is a parent's role? How involved should we be?
Yeah, parents can be very involved with their kids, and there's even quite a lot of research out there that backs up that the more involved parents are during kids' time of life where they're really growing and developing, the more they thrive. So we want parents to be involved, but it's in a very supportive and encouraging role versus being harsh and critical. So the first thing I would encourage parents to do is to put that expectation on their child as a person first and as an athlete second. So demonstrating Christian character. And isn't that something that parents can model too? How they are in the stands, how they interact with coaches and referees, and making sure to cheer for other teammates. Parents can really model that for their kids. And then I think a couple quick other things are to be a face in the crowd, be felt if not present, and to just be a safe haven for your kids. You want them to be able to look up and see you, that it matters to you enough to be there to support them. And if you can't for whatever reason, let them know you're still thinking about them. Send a text, hey, I can't wait to hear how the game goes. Let's talk about it later. And then be that safe haven. They may face pressure and criticism from themselves or from a coach or other teammates, but you want to be the place they can go to for that unconditional love and support.
All right, thank you. Are there any other things that you think are important for parents to consider? Any final thoughts?
I just think it's important for parents to keep in perspective and to help their kids put in perspective what the role and value of sports is and kind of what it's not. Culture today, I think, sends the message a lot of times that it's really that end-all be-all of being in the Olympics and getting to be as elite as possible. And the reality is that less than 4% of high school seniors playing a major sport will go on to play in college at any level. And so just to know the value is that you get to spend a lot of time with your friends, do something that you love, be healthy, be active, love the Lord and what you're doing. Those are what the values are.
Oh, thank you so much. Those are just really, really valuable tips, I think, especially as we're starting this new school year and starting to think about what our family schedules are going to be. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Two Heart to Heart authors wrote about balancing extracurriculars in 2015. Lori Gauger-Hested wrote an article titled, How Busy Should Our Kids Be? And Dan Namundson chimed in with, Family Balance is Important. You can find both articles at forwardinchrist.net. ForwardInChrist.net also includes articles on a variety of Christian parenting topics. While there, you can tell us about your experiences or ask questions. Learn more about Heart to Heart's authors, view other webcasts or listen to podcasts on parenting topics, or subscribe to Forward in Christ magazine. Thank you for joining us, and may God bless your parenting journey.